Do not operate equipment, drive a car while listening to this script. Get yourself comfortable. Sit down in a chair, lie down in a bed, on a couch, and begin to relax. Take a deep breath in, and it helps to focus your attention. So as you breathe in, count for seven, and as you breathe out, count for seven. And the next time we do this, I want you to focus on balancing the in-breath and the out-breath, counting in for seven and counting out for seven, this easy, natural rhythm. Taking a deep breath in, and breathing out. Breathing in for seven, and breathing out for seven. Now let's continue to begin to relax. There's no perfect way to relax, but relaxation is a mental and a physical process, and you've already begun that by closing your eyes, getting yourself comfortable, focusing in on your breathing. And I wouldn't want you to not let go too quickly and drift into that trance. So much better if you'd let go in your own way and in your own time. Remember, you're practicing relaxing and letting go, learning how to relax and let go, relaxing and letting go. What you tell yourself has the greatest influence over your life. If you tell yourself that you're not able to do something that you really want to do, such as relax, then you're not able to. Or if you say to yourself, oh, I can't stop smoking, then of course you're not able to. But instead, if you say to yourself, I'm learning how not to smoke, I'm practicing not smoking, then all the pressure comes off. Because the only pressure in a situation is the pressure you put upon yourself. And since there's no pressure here, you can relax and let go. Learning and practicing how to relax and let go of this and that. For example, I say to you right now, whatever you do, do not think of pink elephants. Don't think of pink elephants. And you think of them. And if I say to you, oh, I want you to practice not thinking of pink elephants. I want you to learn how to not think of pink elephants. Then the focus is on the word practicing and learning. Now let's give your body an experience of this on the out-breath. And in the privacy of your own mind, tell your neck to let go of your head and bring your attention to those neck muscles and notice how they let go. It's important to let go body part by body part. Now tell your eye sockets to let go of your eyes and relax the muscles in your jaw. Now, if your teeth are together, more than likely your jaw is tense. So take a moment to put your tongue between your teeth. Bring your tongue back and notice that comfortable gap between your teeth. That will help your jaw muscles relax. Now tell your throat to let go of your tongue, and if your tongue's in the roof of your mouth, let it drop down. That's right. On the next out-breath, tell your neck to let go of your shoulders and feel your shoulders drop down. Tell the muscles from the base of your skull and out at the tip of your spine to relax. And notice how your spine just melts, sinks into the comfort of where you're sitting. and every breath you exhale relaxes you even more. And as the muscles up and down your spine relax, your nervous system calms down. And as your nervous system calms down, every other system in your body calms down. And you go into a very deep, relaxed state. The deeper relaxed you become, the more comfortable you feel. The more comfortable you feel, the more deeper relaxed you become. And so on in this cycle of drifting down, deeper and deeper. Now the best way to get suggestions into the unconscious mind is through your imagination. So I want you to bring your attention into your stomach. Imagine you can see your stomach. And imagine that your stomach is a limp rubber band, very deeply relaxed with no pressure at all. Perhaps you'll feel a shimmering sensation in your stomach. That's your stomach muscles telling you it's relieving its tension. And perhaps your wrists will be the handiest place to begin relaxing. So tell your wrists to let go of your hands and tell your hands to let go of your fingers. And at this point, many people feel a tingling sensation in their hands or a feeling of warmth. Some people feel nothing. I wonder what it is that you feel. And now become aware of the feel of the shoes on your feet and relax all the muscles and fibers in your toes and feet until they become so deeply relaxed that nothing else matters except that relaxation. Perhaps imagining what it might look like or feel like to take off a pair of tight shoes you've had on for quite some time and let the relaxation spread upwards through your ankles, into your calves. Letting it spread centimetre by centimetre, muscle group by muscle group, gradually, progressively spreading all the way up into your knees. You've probably not ever relaxed your knees in that way, so tell your kneecaps to relax. And let that relaxation spread to the back of the knees, the sides of the knees. Because there's nothing really special for those knees to do at this point in time. No demands being placed upon them, no expectations, no one to please, no one to satisfy. The only thing for those kneecaps to do right now is relax. And you and I both know that as soon as you get up and walk out of here, those kneecaps will kick in and do what they naturally know how to do. You don't even have to be aware of it. It's just natural and normal. Continue to let that relaxation spread up into your thighs. Front of the thighs, back of the thighs. Just allow those large muscles in your thighs to relax, deeply and comfortably. And perhaps you'll listen to the sound of my voice or the comfortable rhythms in your body as you become more deeply relaxed. I want you to imagine that you're on the 10th floor of a lovely apartment building. This building has an interesting property that permits you to double your relaxation with each floor that you descend. There's three ways of descending for you to choose from. There's a stairway. It's carpeted, brightly lit. There's lovely pictures on the walls, and you can see a sunny day outside through the windows as you descend down those stairs. There's an escalator with a comfortable chair in it to support you in your journey down. And there's an elevator with music and comfortable chairs in it to support you in your journey down. Let one of those come into your awareness. And as I count from 10 down to 1, the relaxation that you've created will progressively intensify. By the time I get to the first floor, you'll be so deeply relaxed that nothing matters, nothing at all, just this feeling of I don't care. So nice to be alive to experience that. Here we go. 10, 9, relaxing deeper and deeper. 8, doubling your relaxation. 7, floating down. 6, deeper and deeper relaxed. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Stepping outside that building and entering an absolutely wonderful place, which is wherever you want it to be. But it's a place where you feel so relaxed that nothing else matters except that relaxation. It might be a place you've been to before or a place you find yourself in for the first time. It doesn't really matter. Notice where you are, who you're with. You could be on your own, you can be with other people, and that does not matter either. Because you can change this special place whenever you wish, because it's inside you. But as you rest in this very special place of yours, things come into perspective with the correct sense of proportion. Free from the distortions of a mood or a set of circumstances, things come into proper perspective. Now, people get perspective in different ways. Some people see it, some people hear it, some people just know. Some people feel it. And I know that your unconscious mind knows what to do. I know it knows how to solve this problem. And what you're doing now is giving you an opportunity to start. So as you're resting here in this very special place of yours, allowing things to come into perspective, go ahead and relax all those muscles in your eyelids to a point where they feel so heavy that even if you wanted to open your eyes, you would not be able to. And stop testing those eyes and let the relaxation from your eyes spread to other parts of your body. Whenever you feel any signs of tension, you will be able to relax by taking a deep breath in, breathing in for 7, and breathing out for 7. As you hear these words in your mind, I can be calm, I can be relaxed, I feel so good to be alive. And whenever you have any thoughts that bother you, or any tensions or any feelings of tension that lead to smoking, you'll be able to overcome them by taking a deep breath in and breathing out slowly and feeling yourself relaxing. As you hear these words and say them to yourself, I can be calm, I can be relaxed, I feel so good to be alive. And you'll hear yourself saying things like, I'm glad I don't smoke. I'm glad that I've stopped smoking. It's good to feel strong and healthy and to know that I've had the strength to conquer this miserable habit. When you see other people smoking, you feel very sorry for them. You feel so sad that they're willing to chance an early death or sickness because of such a habit. You feel so sad when you see people who smoke and you realise it's just that they haven't learned to talk to their body. They're just not conscious and aware yet. And you're confident, completely confident that you're going to let go of that habit so easily. And you do it, not me. It's your victory, it's your triumph. Now everyone knows the feeling of commitment. It's a feeling of freedom, knowing, achievement. We've committed to many things, our career, people, cleaning our teeth every day, twice a day, the rest of our life. So I'd like you to take the opportunity now that you've given yourself to get in touch with that feeling of commitment with regards to what you're setting out to do. And starting now, your commitment rises to live fully every day, to enjoy every day as much as you possibly can, to live your life as fully every day as you possibly can. And smoking will become less and less important. So whenever you think of a cigarette, if anybody offers you a cigarette, you smell cigarette smoke, or have any association to cigarettes, and you're in the back of your mind, no. Over and over, no, no, no. Smoking is a silly habit. It hurts me physically, it damages my health, I'm not going to smoke again. You live very, very strong. It might be my voice, but it will combine with your own background voice, a voice in your own mind saying stop, no. I don't smoke. I'm never going to smoke again. You'll hear yourself saying, I'm no longer a puppet, you know, I don't need to smoke the way I learnt to. I'd learnt to smoke years ago, but I've outgrown that now. I'm no longer a child. I'm no longer a puppet. I'm now in control of my life, and I like it that way. I'm starting to live my life today, fully, completely, enjoyably, with all my powers. Knowing that every day I will do my best to live as fully as I possibly can for myself, for everyone I love, and for the many and preciousness of life. Just relaxing down deeper and deeper and deeper. The more relaxed you become, the deeper you go, the deeper you go, the more relaxed you become. And your mind can and will control your body. When you stop smoking, and you can do so from this moment on, you will feel physically better. Your senses are sharper, and you'll also feel mentally better. Pleased you've been able to control your body. Happy that you're in control. Happy that you're strong enough to stop smoking so easily. You do it, not me. It's your victory, it's your triumph. Every time you say no to a cigarette, you're winning one battle after the other. Either in fantasy or reality, until the final victory, the final war is won. You do it, not me. It's your victory, it's your triumph. And when you see others smoking around you, you feel sorry for them, so sad that they're willing to chance illness or an early death because of such a bad habit. It's just that they haven't learnt to talk to their bodies, they haven't learnt to connect to themselves, they're just not conscious and aware yet. And you'll feel delighted that you don't smoke. You'll say to yourself, I'll never smoke again. The sight and the smell of cigarettes is unpleasant. I have no need to smoke. It doesn't help me in any way, and I feel so much better when I don't smoke. And you realize, every time you say no to a cigarette, either in fantasy or reality, you do not explode, you do not evaporate. From time to time it may be uncomfortable, but you have done many difficult things before. And you'll find not smoking easier and easier. Not smoking is easier and easier. You'll be able to let go of that habit so easily without any or very little withdrawals at all, you won't miss smoking at all. You feel no sense of loss or unhappiness. Instead, you'll feel good, happy and proud of yourself. Once you make this decision to stop smoking, no force will be able to change this decision. You'll be completely confident that you'll stop and stop permanently. No other person, not even yourself, can change this decision. So starting now and every day, you feel so good as your determination increases. You're going to live in a new way. With full health, full capacity, with full enjoyment, knowing that every day you are doing your best to live fully, to fulfill whatever reasons you were placed on this earth. Starting right now, you'll no longer wish to chance illness or an early death. In fact, as time goes on, you'll be able to enjoy living more and more each day. And smoking will become less and less important very quickly. Smoking will seem more and more silly, more and more something you learnt to do many, many years ago when you were young. You learnt to smoke, but you're mature now and you don't need that anymore. You're free now. You don't need that anymore. And in fact, as time goes on, smoking will become so silly. And you feel sorry for people who smoke as time goes on. You'll begin to become aware that people who are smoking are chancing illness and early death. That in a way, they're almost willing to commit slow suicide. They don't really care about themselves and about life and about being fully alive and really living. They just don't know yet. They just haven't learned to talk to their body and relax. So I wonder how long you will wait to experience the pleasure of not smoking. Yes, I wonder how long you'll wait to discover the pleasure of not smoking. See, when you began smoking, you taught your body to suppress its natural reaction to burnt tobacco particles. Now you can allow your body to go back to doing what it does best. I don't know how badly burnt tobacco will smell within your nose. I don't even know what your unconscious mind will begin associating to tobacco particles as you become a clean, fresh air breather one day at a time. Because tobacco has lost its appeal to you. You'll let go of that habit so easily, tobacco has lost its appeal to you. You wonder why you ever bothered to smoke. You won't miss smoking at all. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I get to 5, open your eyes and come back to full conscious awareness, totally alert, awake, refreshed. You'll be so relaxed, so calm and refreshed, ready to get out there and enjoy the rest of the day or the evening. And before I do, give yourself the opportunity to reflect upon what we've spoken about here today. A long time that turns into a brief time or no time at all. To review and plan at some level of awareness those things you'll do later on. Those things that you'll change later on. Those things that seem to be so difficult before now just turn out to be easier and easier. And you'll just notice remarkably, miraculously, how you think changes, how you feel changes, what you do changes. Well, because you gave your unconscious mind an opportunity to love yourself, look after yourself, be a clean, fresh air breather, one day at a time. And tell yourself, I'm practicing being a non-smoker. I'm learning how to be a non-smoker and I will never smoke again. Here we go. 1, just listening to the noises inside and outside the room, letting the noises start to bring you back. 2, wiggling your toes, moving your feet around. 3, moving your hands and your fingers, bringing sensations back into your hands and your fingers. Make sure your jaw's relaxed. 4, moving your shoulders around. Just below the surface of full conscious awareness. And 5, eyes wide open, totally refreshed, alert and awake.